Okay, now we are ready for our next time certain, which is a pleasure. Could you read that, and Commissioner Novick is ready to proceed.
Item 399, recognize that North Winning Way in the city of Portland, also known as Rip City, will be referred to as North Winning Way, Ramsey Way, and sign caps will be placed on top of the existing street signs to celebrate this recognition.
Commissioner Novick.
Mr. Mayor, colleagues, we're still mourning the death of Dr. Jack Ramsey, but it is wonderful to be in a position to honor him. I'm going to begin by reading the resolution we're bringing to council today and then invite some special guests to come up. The resolution reads, whereas Jack Ramsey was a professional basketball coach and radio personality who lived a long life from 1925 to 2014, in which he earned many accolades, and he is best known for coaching the Portland Trailblazers to the 1977 NBA title. Whereas Jack Ramsey served our country proudly as a United States Navy veteran and later enriched his life with education by earning his bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. Whereas Jack Ramsey is also known as Dr. Jack and is among the most esteemed coaches in professional basketball history, as demonstrated by his induction to the NBA Hall of Fame in 1992. Whereas Jack Ramsey was a visionary in the world of professional basketball and dedicated his life to the success of the sport. Whereas during the 1977 ABA playoffs, Jack Ramsey proved to be a steadfast and tactically gifted coach who led the Portland Trailblazers to the title by defeating both Kareem's Lakers and Dr. J's Sixers. Whereas Jack Ramsey will continue to be an inspiration to aspiring basketball stars and professional coaches. Whereas Jack Ramsey's eccentric and colorful fashion sense is unlikely to be matched. Whereas Jack Ramsey was a Portlander in spirit, being healthy as all get out. Whereas Portland will never forget and will always prize Jack Ramsey's years of service as a Portland legend and hero. Whereas by placing sign caps with Ramsey Way on top of the existing North Winning Way street signs, the city intends to recognize Jack Ramsey's contribution to the city. Whereas, in addition to adding sign caps to refer to North Winning Way as Ramsey Way, the City Council of the City of Portland intends to bring forward a proposal to formally rename North Winning Way as Ramsey Way, consistent with the city's process for renaming a street. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the City of Portland hereby approves recognition of North Winning Way in the City of Portland as North Winning Way-Ramsey Way, and directs city officials to cooperate as appropriate in the implementation of this recognition. And be it resolved that North Winning Way in the City of Portland become eligible immediately for sign caps indicating this change. And be it further resolved that the City Council will initiate a proposal to formally rename North Winning Way as Ramsey Way, consistent with the city's process for renaming a street. With regard to that process, I should note that although it took Nick Batum and Damian Lillard only 0.9 seconds to win a playoff series, and I wish that it were possible for the city to move lickety-brindle, as Mr. Shanley would say, to complete the renaming process. The wheels of government grind a bit slower than the wheels of Damian Lillard. So there is a process we need to go through to effect the renaming, and if people have questions about that, Kirk Krueger is here to explain that. Moving to put in the sign caps is something that we can do quickly, and I hope that we'll move forward expeditiously to the formal renaming. And with that, it is my great honor to ask Mike Llewellyn of the Trailblazers and Bill Shanley, the voice of the Blazers, a.k.a. the Shans, to come up and advocate for this resolution.
Should be a slam dunk.
Thank you, Council, Mayor, all the rest of you. Thank you for allowing us to be here. The proclamation, very well done. Commissioner Novick, and I today represent the City of Portland, the Portland Trailblazers, the State of Oregon, the entire Pacific Northwest, and for that matter, the entire country for honoring Dr. Jack Ramsey. I was the voice of the Trailblazers for a long, long time, and I spent 10 wonderful years with Dr. Jack and learned a lot of things. And I can say without hesitation, throughout his career as a coach, broadcaster, humanitarian, and ambassador for the game of basketball and life that Jack Ramsey loved Portland, Oregon. He got up every day and swam in Lake Oswego. He did so many things, and he would go out of his way to do things not only for the community but for individuals. And on the sad occasion of his passing last week, I was sent to Naples, Florida, where the service was held, and the family and friends from all over the country there. It was quite an experience, and the Ramsey family was humbled and overwhelmed by the outpouring of love and support from Portland and across the state. So on behalf of the Trailblazers and from what has been shared with me by the Ramsey family, to all of you and to all of us here in this area, we are indeed humbled and appreciative of this initiative, Commissioner Novick, and for your support, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Fritz, Saltzman, and Fish. So thank you for allowing me to have this moment or two. I want you to know that Rip City is alive and well. Don't get upset about last night's game. It's only one game, and they'll be back Saturday and Monday. So I hope you honor Jack Ramsey today. I said a little while ago, slam dunk, and I hope it is, and make it a Rip City occasion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Michael Llewellyn. I'm Vice President of Communications and Public Engagement for the Portland Trailblazers. We appreciate the opportunity and certainly the initiative from Commissioner Novick. Legacy is one of those words that gets tossed around a little lightly. And this is an opportunity in our eyes to truly punctuate a legacy that began long ago and reached an apex in 1977 when Coach Ramsey led the Trailblazers to the NBA title. There are lots of ways to remember people, and long after all of us are gone, we think in our minds it's very important that those who come after us look up on that street and see the name Ramsey Way and ask somebody where that name comes from, and that there will be plenty of people here in Rip City that can tell the story of Dr. Jack Ramsey. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Commissioner, we thank you as well, and we look forward to the result.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, questions, is it appropriate, please, with Bill here to ask him how the term Rip City came about?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I can tell that story. Back in 1970, when the Trailblazers became the NBA franchise here, and Harry Glickman put it all together. He found out that I was available, called me. I was in Seattle at the time, last broadcasting chore I had up there with the late Seattle Pilots, who are now the Milwaukee Brewers. I had a chance to go to Milwaukee, but stayed in Seattle. Harry said, how would you like, in his big bass voice, how would you like to do NBA basketball? I said, well, that sounds like a pretty good deal. Came down, we talked about 5 or 6 minutes, and we shook hands, and that's 44 years ago. And he said, put a radio network together. So I did, and then the season began. And I wanted to come up with the phrase that would be not only synonymous with the team and my broadcast, but something else. You know, you can describe a basketball game just in so many ways. I wanted a phrase. Well, for one of the first times, the Los Angeles Lakers came to Memorial Coliseum. Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, Gail Goodrich, and all those guys in those days. And it was a typical afternoon. It was an afternoon game, typical game for the first-year Portland Trailblazers. And they're down by 26, 27 points, and all of a sudden, the game changed. That the next basket by Portland would tie the mighty Lakers. Jim Barnett, former University of Oregon player, now a broadcaster for the Golden State Warriors, was on our first team. He came over the midcourt line. It was me and my engineer and a stat guy and a couple of newspaper writers and some statisticians, not like it is today. They were all sitting. We were sitting right at center court at the time. Jimmy Barnett brought the ball to midcourt, stopped right in front of me, and for whatever reason, he took the shot. In this day and age, it would have been a three-point play. I followed him out of backcourt, over the midcourt line, and wondered in the back of my head, why in heaven's name is he taking this shot? But lo and behold, a high arcing shot, and down it came, and the crowd was getting all excited at that particular moment. And when it went through the twine, I said, Rip City, all right. The Lakers immediately called a timeout. I gave my commercial cue, sat back in my chair, and they all said, Rip City. I said, yeah. They said, leave that in. And the rest is history. I'm very proud of that, and humbled for that matter.
Mr. Mayor, I'm glad Bill mentioned Harry Glickman, our founding president. As many of you know, he suffered a stroke in the month of March, but we do want to report to you that Harry is coming along very well. As a matter of fact, Harry Glickman will turn 90 on May 13th, and we look forward to seeing Harry back at a Trailblazer game very, very soon. But he is progressing well.
That's good to hear. Thank you. Thank you. Other questions or comments for these gentlemen?
I want to hear your vote.
Yeah, we will do that very shortly, unless there's anybody else that plans to testify.
No one else signed up.
All right, then let's take a roll call on Commissioner Novick's resolution.
Bish?
Mr. Novick, thank you very much for bringing this forward and for a wonderful resolution. Jenny Kalis of my team is here. She has a shrine to LaMarcus Aldridge in her office, and it has his stats from each of the games, Bill, and she's got her. She's praying for a good outcome on this series. I never had the honor of meeting Dr. Jack Ramsey, but when he was teamed up with Brent Musburger, they were my favorite radio broadcast team of any sport. And I loved when Brent Musburger would turn to him and say, Dr. Jack, and Dr. Jack would then tell you something that only a Hall of Famer could tell you about the game. And this is a wonderful way to honor a person that brought great distinction to our community. And again, Steve, thank you for bringing this forward. And we're plugging for our Trailblazers, and we have high hopes for them in this series. And thank you both for joining us. Aye.
Zaltzman.
Well, I well remember the time before Portland had an NBA team in basketball. Pro basketball really wasn't that well known to us. And my family has always been very good friends with the Glickman family, and Harry Glickman and my father were lifelong friends. And as a result of that, we were initial season ticket holders for the Trailblazers.
Oh, right.
In that 1970 season. I thought it was 69, but 70. And I remember going to those games with my father and just wondering, what are we doing here? You know, that, like you said, the season, there weren't a lot of wins, I recall, in the early days. And I think we just didn't have the taste yet for NBA basketball. But obviously that's changed. And I just really want to thank, you know, both Bill and the Blazer organization, Harry Glickman, for really, you know, making the Blazers what they are today, not to mention the players and how well they're doing in the playoffs. But it's a real legacy for the city, and it's hard to believe there was a day when Portland didn't have the taste for the NBA. So I'm very very pleased to honor and thank you, Commissioner Novick, for bringing this forward. The one and only coach has won the championship, although we're all hoping that he'll be joined shortly by another coach winning a championship, Terry Stotts. Aye.
Novick.
I was 14 in 1977, and that moment when the Sixers' last shot fell short on January 5th, and the Blazers won Game 6, 109-107, remains one of the greatest moments of my life. And I owe that to Jack Ramsey and that spectacular team. We're honoring Jack Ramsey today, Mr. Sean Lee, but I also have to tell you that your voice made me into an Oregonian. We moved from Northern California in 1973 when I was 10, and I was a big Golden State Warriors fan, but we started listening to your broadcasts, and the team was okay, not a winning team, but wasn't terrible, but just listening to you describe the play and listening to your spectacular phrases like Rip City and lickety-brindle down the floor, it just sort of, that made the state feel like home. And by the way, we only listened to the games because until the Yankees made the playoffs in 1976, we didn't have a TV in the house. Dad decided after that happened as a Yankee fan that he had to get one. But I'm glad to have this opportunity to express my appreciation to you. And the conversion was so quick that when the Warriors won the championship in 1975, I didn't care anymore because I was a Blazer fan by then. So
thank you very, very much. It was the Blazers, the renaming was the Blazers' suggestion. I thought it was a wonderful idea. I wish I'd come up with it. I also have to say that I think that going from Winning Way to Ramsey Way is a promotion, because you can be a winning team without being a championship team, and Jack Ramsey was a champion. Thank you very, very much for the suggestion. Thank you for being here. Thanks for everything you brought to the city. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Novick, for bringing this resolution and for the Trailblazers organization. This is a great way for the city to honor Dr. Jack Ramsey, especially with the Blazers winning their first playoff series in 14 years. This renaming is a tad less controversial than the last one that we did. And I think that's in part due to it being a fairly short street with no houses on it, but also that it's a part of the core of the Rose Quarter, and it's a part of Portland life that people are interested in the Trailblazers, especially at playoff time. So I hope that we can keep going on that. I have been wearing red every Wednesday since the playoffs started, and I will continue to do so until we get
good.
Right
Thank
the way. And Dr. Ramsey once said that teams that play together beat those teams with superior players who play more as individuals. I happen to think we have superior players as well, but they certainly are fun to watch, and it's wonderful that our Trailblazers are now such great role models to the kids and parents and other community members here in Portland, that we can be very proud of the entire organization, and I bet that Dr. Jack is proud of it too. Aye.
Hales.
We started our council meeting this morning with a moment of silence for Dr. Jack. He was a Portland institution. He made us who we are as a basketball city. We really appreciate your suggestion, and Steve, your leadership in bringing this forward, and I'm very pleased with my vote to have the Rip City Council be unanimous. Aye.
Thank you. You all have made your free throws.
Mr. Mayor, yes. Do you think we could get some pictures with our guests and with the mock-ups?
Oh, boy.
Still working?
Hope you get something. Oh, yeah.
Thanks very much.